All right, it's Cowboys Eagles week. Huge week around here, and we know a huge week in Philadelphia. And from time to time, we like to eavesdrop on their all sports radio and their number one sports station in town. Their morning show is the Touchdown Brothers. So why don't we see what they're saying this morning about the Cowboys and Eagles? Jer, if you can tune in, the Touchdown Brothers.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, there he is right there. Peter King from NBC Sports joins us exclusively here on Thursday. On Thursday. He joins us every Thursday. He has for years. He's like the only, the only radio station in the country that has him on.
I don't know if you noticed this, but you got kind of a weird accent or something.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Just the way the way you say the words.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about, but I don't know what's up with you, man. It's Dallas week. First of all, you missed 3 days of work, and then you come back.
Wait, I missed 3 days at work?
Yeah.
What, were y'all planting trees? I don't understand. You mean like oak trees?
What, are you going to bust my balls?
You said I missed 3 days.
Yeah, you missed 3 days.
Y'all were having tree days and I wasn't part of it? Or
look,
what?
Man, I don't know where you're going, but you're starting to piss me off.
Did you say the word
missed 3 days
you
of
said,
work?
You said tree.
Yeah, the number. The number tree.
Oh, okay. You meant tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I got
What, do you think this is Sesame Street or something? What are we doing? No, you missed miss 3 days of work. You come back in, and then your voice is all met. What's going on?
Yeah, I just...
weak voice.
Yeah, I got a little weak voice, but everything. But, I'm just going through some stuff, man.
What? I'm here to listen. What are you going through?
Well, I'm transitioning.
You're transitioning?
Don't give me that look. Don't look like it's something weird. It's fine now.
To what?
People do it all the time.
You're transitioning to what?
I'm transitioning.
To what?
A goyle.
A goyle?
Yeah. It's not that big a deal.
Weird.
I knew you were going to make a big deal out of this. Is why I didn't want to tell you.
Well, of course I'm going to make a big deal about it if you're
going to
become
a goyle. Yeah, that's right. And you know what?
What?
I'm keeping the down there because you don't need to get rid of it down there to be a goyle.
What are you talking about?
I'm not going to get a vagina.
Why not?
Because the Cowboys got them all.
No!
The Cowboys got all of them. All of them. There's not available.
Can't get a rim shot around here. What's going on?
A what? I thought you said something different there.
Man, we got problems.
I am transitioning.
We got problems, man.
Yeah, we got a lot of problems. I tell you what, Garrett and that game that he was in with the Titans.
They get killed by the Titans, right? I mean, destroyed.
I mean, just destroyed.
Destroyed by the Titans. And Garrett, after the game, says this.
I thought we did some good things in this game, really in all three phases of our team.
What a joke. What
are they doing? You know what I hear
joke.
Out of Dallas, though? I hear they're talking about firing Jason Garrett.
Oh, my God.
We can't allow that to happen.
We can't let them fire Garrett. He's the Eagles' best weapon.
He's our best weapon. He has been for like 12 years or something. I mean, the Eagles ought to like lose the game on purpose on Sunday night just so Garrett can keep his game.
That's right. If we want to play it long term, we need to lose.
We've got to think long term here, and we're kind of thinking outside the box. Kind of like you are.
That's right.
Yeah, they ought to lose the game so they keep Garrett there. He's like a spy. He's like an Eagle spy.
He is like a spy.
You see, I'm talking weird again. All right. Well, it's Dallas week. Everybody's fired up.
Phones?
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Why not?
Let's go to the phones. Let's see who we got up first. We got Sal in South Philly. Okay. Sal, you're on with the Touchdown Brothers.
Yeah, how are you two guys doing today?
Pretty good, Sal. We're doing okay, except Tony's a little weird.
I really love your shows, and I love Cowgirls Week. So much fun around here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Going to the game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll be there, too. Look for us.
I'm going with my best friends, Tony, Anthony, Tones, and T.
Yeah, sounds like a good group there.
We're going to sit right behind the Cowboys bench, and we're going to let Garrett's have it, and Jerry's have it, and Garrett's have it.
You do that exact thing. Yeah.
Give it to him.
I got some pretty big news for you two's guys.
All right, Lay it on us, Sal.
Sal is getting engaged.
Whoa!
Wow, this is breaking. Breaking news!
Yeah,
she's a great Goyle.
Yeah.
A what?
She's a great Goyle. She works down at the place, and in a spare time, she likes to go around.
It's very generic.
Like you're
very suspicious.
Throwing out generic points to make it think that you really have
a
girlfriend.
I'm not sure there really is a Goyle.
We got a date picked out, you know, and it's going to be on next week. And
sounds like you're a little uncertain about that whole thing there, Sal.
But my mother is so happy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 39, you know, and I'm still living in her basement.
Yeah, tell your moms hello. You know, we went to high school together.
And she'd been worried about me because she says all I care about is Eagles football. And she spanked me so much as a kid, you know, that she thinks it stunted my development.
No, that's not true.
I don't think so. You're like our most intelligent caller.
Yeah, you're the best caller we've ever had.
I appreciate that. You too, guys.
No problem.
We're going to do a whole segment on spanking tomorrow.
Hey, I got one question. I'll hang up and
all right.
Fix your answer.
All right. Lay it on us there, Sal.
Do the Cowboys suck a what?
Coming up next, Justin Montemayor.
Man, they have him on a lot. Oh, Justin.
How is it that every time we tune into them, they always have the same caller and the same guest?
I don't know.
It's Justin.
Well, it's the same time, 8:40.
Betraying us.
Yeah.
Stabbing us in the back.
All right. Those are the Touchdown Brothers.